Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Paulina Greer at United Nations Headquarters in New York. Coming up in this special Year in Review program, we hear from an education official in the Philippines on the importance of raising up indigenous women. We learn how satellite imagery taken from space can be a tool for women's empowerment here on Earth. And this year's UN Gender Advocate Award winner talks to us about her experience as a woman peacekeeper. But first, Radio Sana is the only radio station run by women in the northern city of Pulakumiri in Afghanistan. Mina Mustayed is the head of the radio station and jointly with her four other women reporters is running the daily hard job of reporting in the station. In March 2017, Shamseddin Hamidi spoke with Ms. Mustayed and one of its journalists, Sadaf Ahmadi, a member of the Afghan Women Journalists Union. Via interpreters, Ms. Mustayed tells us what motivated her to open the radio station and to work in radio.
We had a few radio stations here, but all were run by men. Then we decided to have a special radio for women where all of the reporting, editing, and broadcasting were done by women, and they did it independently and freely.
Female journalists played a particularly important role as they were able to report on social issues that male colleagues in this deeply conservative society found harder to access. Ms. Mustayed said they are working for the women's rights to be improved in the country, raise awareness about and make sure that their voices has been heard.
It's important to have female voices. We are working here especially for women. Consider their needs. Our programs are for women, about the issues they are interested in. In addition, men are also among our listeners.
Radio Sana is now broadcasting to over 500,000 residents in Pulakumiri city and nearest areas. Afghanistan is a traditional and religious society. We are working for women is not easy at all. Sadaf Ahmadi, a member of Afghan Women Journalists Union in northern Baghlan province of Afghanistan, said, female journalists are facing many challenges in their day-to-day activities.
To be a journalist or work in media is not very easy, especially in our country. They face some challenges. The biggest problem is insecurity because they can't feel comfortable and in place to work. In our country, especially in certain province, there is still traditionalism. It's very problem.
Radio Sana's biggest achievement is that it broadcasts broad differences in its audience life, particularly in women's life.
Shamsuddin Hamidi, United Nations, Baghlan, Afghanistan.
In March 2017, Angelina Baltazar Ortiz, an indigenous Mansaka woman from the Compostela Valley in the Philippines, attended the 61st session of the Commission on the Status of Women at UN headquarters in New York. Ms. Baltazar Ortiz is the program coordinator of the Philippines Department of Education Indigenous Peoples Education Program, which develops education curricula and provides training to teachers in indigenous communities. She spoke to Lucy Dean about the importance of empowering indigenous women.
I encourage to more women in the community. I organize them. I give them orientation how the importance of traditional food and about their to assert their rights, because there is a problem on poor participation of women on decision making. It's only the men to decide, and the women has no less decision. And the problem also of the women is the less information about their rights. So one of the output of the project, we assist in the community about farming technology to sustain the traditional way of planting seeds, because that is an organic and climate adapted crops.
What problems do indigenous women come up against?
There are many problems of indigenous women in the Philippines. Number one is non-full recognition of the ancestral land. Women, indigenous women and indigenous people and the children relies on the ancestral domain. We live through ancestral domain. Our life is from the land, food, health, the herbal medicine, and the traditional knowledge practices in maternal care. So that is one problem. Another problem is the intrusion of different, like mining coming into the land of the territories of the indigenous, and the displacement because there is a conflict between the soldier, the military, and the new people's army.
What challenges do indigenous women face in achieving leadership positions?
Of course, number one is they should possess their territory, their land, rights to land, they have to political power to have a decision so that they will be in power. They need complete information about their rights. They must be able to read and understand the document, because some of now there are many women cannot read, cannot write, so that is very challenging. And we need to develop young ladies, young women.
Earth observation technology can be a tool for women's empowerment. That's the view of Bolo Basuti, a research assistant at the Botswana International University of Science and Technology. In October, she participated in an event in New York, organized by the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, called Space for Women. The initiative aims to get more women and girls to study STEM subjects, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. Ms. Basuti spoke to Agnese Pastorino. She began by explaining Earth observation technology.
Earth observation technology is a space science application technology that helps human beings to monitor the environment through satellite images. It is a sustainable tool to monitor the human environment because it provides satellite images that covers the environment. Women can monitor the ecosystem, we can monitor water, we can monitor areas of infectious diseases like malaria and others.
Can you please explain how you can monitor disease through Earth observation?
Earth observation can be used to monitor like malaria outbreak by showing areas of water coverage on the environment. Earth observation technology is used in many fields like agriculture, ecology, even on the atmosphere like weather.
And what other kinds of application of space technology might be useful for women's empowerment?
Other space application technology that can be used for women empowerment is space engineering and space biology. Space biology can be used by scientists like in telemedicine, where the doctor can manage to consult and patient through telemedicine.
How women are involved into this technology?
Because women are found more on the areas of biology, agriculture, environmental science, so they can be space application or earth observation technology to help them manage the environment quickly.
Do you want to say something further to our audience?
Yes, what I can say, space technology is a sustainable tool for women, and women can be attracted through space science technology. All the women that are on the STEM program, they can expand that STEM program into space science so that they can also be using space application to manage their resources.
Major Setebatso Perlblock from South Africa received this year's United Nations Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. She serves as an Information Operations Officer with the UN Mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or MINUSCO. She shared with Zinat Abdul the significance of receiving this award, which was presented to her in November 2017 during the UN Peacekeeping Defense Ministerial Conference in Vancouver, Canada.
I'm very happy. I'm proud to have been recognized for the good that I've done in the DRC. And I'm very happy to be receiving this award. I'm ecstatic.
You've won this UN Military Gender Advocate Award by developing a mission-wide SMS campaign, which is a short message service campaign, on conflict-related sexual violence. What exactly did this campaign entail?
When I came up with this idea was to broaden the distributing of key messages, to say that women have a chance to report gender-based violences, sexual abuses, and you have your cell phone, you receive these messages. It gives you hope to say that, okay, somebody is looking, somebody understands what I'm going through, and with the contact details, who to call, where to report these violences.
And in estimation, how many women do you think it may reach?
Lots and lots. It depends. And it's not, I have to emphasize, it's not only specifically targeting women, it's also targeting the men, to say that sexual violence, specifically in armed conflict areas, is a crime.
What has been some of the most horrific experiences that you've experienced as a peacekeeper on mission in DRC?
There was a time that I went to Beni. It is in the eastern DRC. I was part of the joint evidence gathering team. And there was a massacre that was committed by this armed group. To be shown the pictures while gathering this evidence and seeing the bodies of women, men and children being killed so brutally, it was very bad. Sometimes you feel undermined as a woman, that, you know, it's as if the decisions that you are taking are emotional, but that is not always the case. Just because you are standing for gender and standing for and protecting women and children and advising on these protection measures does not make you emotional. I want to encourage women to be more involved in standing together. Let us be united. If we just stand up and say, okay, we will not allow ourselves to be limited to what is going on, you know, that the women are not good enough. We will stand, and one woman at a time, we will change the way people see peacekeeping and, you know, take it to the next level.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook under UN News and on Twitter under UN News Center. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Paulina Greer.